And with me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Sam Brannan. He is with the Veterans Upward Bound program here on campus. It's a very important program that we have, along with some other services. You all are very happy because you just got your grant renewed. So for another 5 years, you'll be offering services to veterans through the Veterans Upward Bound program. Tell us about the program. What's the mission of y'all's program?
Thank you, Judith, for having me back. It's been a while, and we were really excited about our funding has been approved by the Department of Education out of D.C. for 5 years. Veterans Upward Bound has been on the campus for 23 years, and I have been very fortunate to have worked with the program all this time. We have, it's our Department of Education. A lot of people think it's through Veterans Affairs, but it is not. It's out of there, and it's been there for all those years. And we have classes that you go in and have a teacher. And we teach a lot of classes. A lot of veterans just want to learn a computer, but we would hope that they would take these classes and maybe go to UL or the college of their choice. But we do have computer literacy, and we're going to be teaching the new, I think it's called the new eight that's just coming out. And we have a class on the internet also, and then we have English, like help the veteran to prepare for maybe to take that to prepare for English 101. Mm-hmm. And then we have a math class. They take that to prepare for math 105. And then we have two foreign language classes. We have English. And I mean, we have Spanish, and then we have
for
French.
For some people, that might be.
Right. We have Spanish and French, and then we have a general science class. So we are very fortunate to have the program here at UL.
And these are classes primarily for veterans who are considering coming back to college, mm-hmm. pursuing higher education, but may not quite have the qualifications for these classes.
Right. Some of them have. You know, they went to college, and then they went to then the service, mm-hmm. and then came back and going to school on the GI Bill. But they asked me, well, does this affect my GI Bill? And I said, no, these classes are under a grant. These classes are free. They don't affect your GI Bill at all. You still have your GI Bill, mm-hmm. and then have these classes too, to help you out. You know?
So like the math and the English classes would help to prepare them to get into, for example, UL or
right.
other colleges so they could enter into 101 mm-hmm. or the first
right.
math.
We have, we teach elementary algebra, and the guy that teaches it, he's on staff here at UL. He is a crackerjack. I mean,
so it could be a fun class to take.
He is great. He is really great. And mm-hmm. we are so fortunate to have him. And, the English class, too, would help them. And we have a terrific, she's on staff here, too, at UL. We have a terrific English professor also.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, and this could be veterans who have recently become veterans, or perhaps someone who served many years ago and is just beginning to think about perhaps getting that
right.
degree.
Could be, young veterans just coming home from Afghanistan mm-hmm. or Iraq or... Mm-hmm. And it could be older veterans like myself, or Vietnam veterans. Mm-hmm. And we have some that have been World War II. And at one time, we had somebody was in Korea, World War I, whatever, mm-hmm. Just any veteran that's been in activity for 6 months, with a discharge other than dishonorable. Mm-hmm. We're glad to have them.
So these are completely free because of the grant that you all have gotten.
Right.
So I'm sure there are some people wondering how they become involved. Mm-hmm. How do they get to take these classes? What do they have to do?
Yeah, just give us a call here at UL 482. Everything UL is 482. Mm-hmm. 482-5818. That's my personal number. And then if that number is tied up, hopefully it would be, call 482-5819. And we'll be glad to help you out. You just bring in a DD Form 214, and all veterans know what that is. That's your time in service when you went in, when you were discharged. And then also we have some other paperwork they fill out. It doesn't take very few minutes.
Mm. And your classes are starting next week.
Monday. They're
right.
starting Monday. We're really excited about it.
Mm-hmm. And normally they would start a little bit earlier, but as we said, you just got word that you got
right.
the grant, and so you were
mm-hmm.
able to get the classes together and
yes, ma'am.
Offer them.
Mm-hmm.
So again, free classes. You need...
They're non-credit.
Right.
I want to make sure
right.
they know that. They're non-credit classes, and be glad to have them.
Right, but particularly in preparation, if you're thinking about pursuing
right.
studies,
right, that is our goal
helpful.
To mm-hmm. to get them into a college or maybe an AA degree or go to community college or whatever, you know.
Whatever their goal is.
Right.
Now, in addition to the free courses that you all offer through Veterans Upward Bound, there are some other services that you offer free of charge to veterans. And what are some of those
well,
services?
Well, we refer them. They can refer them to like, you know, the VA clinic that can be no charge. And we have a some of the veterans that have come back from Afghanistan or Iraq or Vietnam, you know, whatever, we have they have mental health help. At right across from the VA clinic, and also they have a Veterans Affairs here in the city that they contact them to file a claim, like they were hurt in the military, and they can go file a claim and receive service related disability, and that's extra money that they can get from Uncle Sam, you know, which helps out a lot.
And in addition to those referrals, you do help with things like ACT preparation.
Sure do.
So those are offered. What other kinds of those kinds of services do you offer, helping veterans out if they need it?
We encourage
like
them. Maybe
study skills. Teach.
Yeah, we encourage them to. Also join the you know different organizations like American Legion, Vietnam Veterans, VFW, you know things like that. But they have you know UL. We help them out on anything they need free of charge because they're a veteran and they serve their country, and we're just so proud.
All right. Well, is there a website? Do you all have a website where they can go?
Sure. It's let me see. Where is it?
Or they could just probably search
for
Veterans Upward Bound at UL Lafayette. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that website
would
come
up. Put that on the brochure or something.
Well, people are pretty good at searching right now to find out where it is. But if you have just tuned in, my guest is Sam Brannon. He is with the Veterans Upward Bound program here at UL. They've been here, as Sam mentioned, for 23 years now, offering services to veterans and these courses, free classes, again, non-credit classes. But they prepare you for taking beginning English and beginning math at UL if you choose to pursue a degree in that. And we did find the website.
I didn't have my glasses on.
And it's like all the UL website addresses. There's no www. It's just gs.louisiana.edu/VUB, Veterans Upward Bound. So gs.louisiana.edu. And again,
you,
I think you can find it if you search as well. The classes are being offered this coming week. They start this week. So if you're interested.
They're in the evenings. They're in the evenings. They start at 5:30 in the evenings.
So after work, it's very convenient.
And we have different classes Monday through Thursday evenings on different nights.
All right. And again, for veterans who served at least 6 months.
6 months, active duty.
And that
180
form,
days.
That form again they need to bring
DD
to
DD Form 214.
Okay.
And if they don't have it, we can get it for them.
All right. So just make that call. If you're even interested in taking classes to help you prepare to perhaps take a college degree of some kind, call Veterans Upward Bound.
482-5818.
All right. And they'll be glad to answer your questions. I know they're all wonderful people over there, very committed to serving on so many levels here at the university. And very glad that your funding has been renewed for 5 years. So those courses will be offered for the next 5 years. And tell your friends, if you're not a veteran, but you know someone who is, who may be interested in these courses.
Everyone knows a veteran.
Please tell them. Well, Sam, thank you for working
thank you,
here
Judith.
And coming to let us know more about Veterans Upward Bound, and in particular, these free classes, again, non-credit classes that are being offered through your office. Thank you.
Thank you so much again.
And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The Acadiana Center for the Arts and the Lafayette Parish School System will have their annual Arts and Education Showcase from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. this afternoon and evening at the ACA. You can go there to register. The program will start at 4:30. For information, call their offices at 233-7060, but that's 4:30 to 6:30 starting this afternoon at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. All educators are invited. Continuing at Theater 810, Off the Streets. It's a collaboration between the Plastic Theater of Lafayette and the Outreach Center for Women and Children. Stories of addiction and people who have been living on the streets and working on issues and in recovery. If you would like more information, you can call the Outreach Center, but you can also get tickets by calling the theater in downtown Lafayette at Theater 810 or going to their Eventbrite site, which is recoveryacademy.eventbrite.com. eventbrite.com. It will run through this Saturday at Theater 810. It's a very small venue, about 50 seats, so you should call to reserve your tickets ahead of time. This evening in Gran Coteau at Casa Azul, there will be a presentation, an oral history presentation by Joseph Sonny Eaglin. And following his presentation of stories growing up in the Gran Coteau area, there will be a performance by Team Poet, a local group of performance poets, including Wendell Adams, Alicia Walker, Dexter Portales, Sheldon Gilton, and Jasmine. You're also invited to bring your own poems, songs, or stories for the open mic that follows. It's a free community event appropriate for all ages. Artist Marjorie Pearson will be speaking at the Hilliard University Art Museum tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. She will be talking about her research and photographic images documenting the wetlands of Louisiana and the North Carolina coast. And then the Hilliard has an opening reception for a number of exhibits that have opened and are opening this weekend. The exhibit reception is from 6 until 8 p.m. tomorrow. The exhibits include a collection of Louisiana watercolorists, also Ken Katara's Viaticus and Sean Major's work, and then a collection of six Louisiana artists. It's called Louisiana Voices, Six Artists Speak to Us. It features the works of Melissa Bona, Linda Trappe, Dotrill, Troy Dugal, Amy Guidry, Lisa Osborne, and Marjorie Pearson. Again, that opening reception is tomorrow night from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Hilliard University Art Museum. All are invited. It's a free program, and you'll see these amazing Louisiana artists. This collection of exhibits was put together as a part of the bicentennial of the Louisiana statehood, and definitely a wonderful collection of exhibits. Again, that six artists speak to us, Louisiana Voices, Ken Katara's Viaticus, Rhyme and Reason, the art of Sean Major. And if you'd like more information, you can go to their website, which is museum.louisiana.edu. That's at the Hilliard University Art Museum on the UL Lafayette campus. And tomorrow evening, there will be the opening of a new play called Promises, and that will be at Cité des Arts. It's a play written by Germaine Warner. It will run this weekend and next. It's about an immigrant family from Trinidad and Tobago chasing the American dream and various promises and family tensions. If you'd like more information or to reserve tickets, please call Cité at 291-1122. Promises opening tomorrow night at Cité des Arts. Opening in Lake Charles at the Imperial Calcasieu Museum, celebrating Louisiana's bicentennial, is a collection of work by George Rodrey called 200 Years, The Faces and Places of Louisiana. The opening reception is tomorrow night from 6 to 8 p.m. That is at the Imperial Calcasieu Museum in Lake Charles. All are invited. Downtown Alive continues in downtown Lafayette tomorrow evening with a performance in Park International by Horace Traha and the Austin Express. Music starts at around 6 o'clock. The Cash Lecture Series continues in Lake Charles tomorrow evening in Stokes Auditorium of Hartner Hall. Speaking tomorrow will be Dr. Diana Spencer, who is with the University of Birmingham in England. The title of her lecture is A Green Thought, Landscape and the Roman Imagination. The Jean Lafitte National Historical Park is celebrating Latin American culture all this month. On Saturday from 10 until noon, children of all ages can join a park ranger to learn about traditional Latin American craft items. For information, please call the Jean Lafitte National Historical Park in Lafayette. On Saturday at the Blue Moon Saloon, Archive Aid 9 will take place. It is a benefit for the Cajun and Creole Archives, the Folklore Archives here at UL Lafayette in the Center for Louisiana Studies. It starts at 7 o'clock. The music starts at around 8. KRVS will be carrying it live. Lots of great bands will be performing at Archive Aid, again, which is on Saturday at the Blue Moon. Featured bands are the Breck Street Rounders, a great collection of UL professors who perform together, Les Malfacteurs, the Balfa Toujours Group, David Greeley and Friends, and Goldman Thibodeau and Zydeco Joe Citizen. They will be on the main stage at the Blue Moon Saloon as well as on the side porch. So it will help support the Cajun and Creole archives here at UL. And Plant Fest will take place on Saturday at the Horse Farm. It starts at 8 o'clock and goes until 2. It is put on by the Lafayette Parish Master Gardeners Association. All are invited to attend. There will be lots of plants, over 3,000 plants for sale. There will be a plant swap around 10 o'clock, and there will be artisans and vendors and an author tent and food and a farmer's market as well. Lots of green groups with information will be there, and there will be some children's activities. So it really is a full festival. Plant Fest this Saturday at the Horse Farm on Johnston Street in Lafayette from 8 until 2 p.m. To find out more, you can go to the Lafayette Parish Master Gardeners website or Facebook page. There will be a photography exhibit at the photography workshop at Shadows on the Tesh in New Iberia this Saturday from 12:30 until 3:30 in the afternoon. For more information, please call Shadows on the Tesh. UL Lafayette will celebrate Constitution Day this Monday, September 17th, by reading the nation's constitution aloud from 11:45 until 12:45 p.m. They will be in the university quad. Reading will be Dr. Rick Swanson, Associate Professor of Political Science. Actually, they're debating Dr. Kevin Roberts, and that topic will be, was the United States founded as a Christian nation? That will actually be at 2:30 p.m. in Moody Hall at in room 103. For more information about the reading of the Constitution, you can contact the Political Science Department here at UL Lafayette, but they will be reading it Monday, 11:45 to 12:45 in the UL Quad. The Friends of the Lafayette Public Library will hold their fall book sale starting next week. It opens Monday, September 17th from 6 to 8 p.m. It's a members' night only, but you can purchase a membership and become a member of the Friends of the Lafayette Public Library on Monday. The sale will continue through Thursday. Each day it will go from 9 until 6 p.m. at the Hyman Convention Center Ballroom. And on Wednesday, September 19th, art critic Reggie Michael Rodrigue of Louisiana Aesthetic, Pelican Bomb, and Oxford American Magazine will give his continuing talk called Present Tense. It's part 3, The State of Contemporary Visual Art in Louisiana. That talk will be at Freetown Studios in Lafayette, 421 East Convent Street, Wednesday, September 19th. It will start at 8 o'clock. That's next week. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, which is krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button or the program button to find out more about individual programs. You can podcast many of our locally produced programs. Just go to the individual programs and you'll see several episodes. You can either listen to the archived show there or download them for listening to later on.